Welcome to season one of Why Play Anywhere Else, a Sticks baseball podcast powered by JKR Baseball. We are the podcast by the players, for the players. My name is Jay Shrigling, and I'll be your host. With that being said, Arkansas Sticks president, Coach Chase Brewster, is always on the lookout to enhance the opportunities for all of his players across the country and enhance his program in general. We believe this podcast is another aspect to that goal. Be ready for some in-depth conversation and some genuine content here on the Why Play Anywhere Else podcast. Let's dig into today's episode after a word from our sponsor. Episode sponsor is JKR Baseball. After starting as the JKR podcast less than 2 years ago, 2023 will be a year of expansion. That expansion not only includes this podcast, but the potential for an entire baseball podcast network. Other features and services include event management, collegiate baseball player branding, NIL advisement, and a new blog starting this spring. With this expansion, we are now on the lookout for future young talent with similar mindsets. Are you a college or even a high school student that wants to work in baseball? JKR Baseball might be the place for you to get your foot in the door. If this sounds like something you may be interested in, contact me, Jay Shrigling, at 260-585-4388. But with that being said, let's dig into today's episode. And welcome back to Why Play Anywhere Else, the Sticks baseball podcast powered by JKR Baseball. We are the podcast for the players, by the players. Special guests today include 2024 shortstop and pitcher Will Woodruff, 2025 first baseman and third baseman Brock Maddox, and 2024 Oklahoma State commit Brex Caldwell. With that being said, you know, pumped to get all three of you guys here on the podcast. How are you guys doing today?
Doing good.
Awesome. So one question I like to dig into, you know, before we dig into your guys' career with the Sticks and your baseball careers in general, is for those who don't know you, how would you introduce yourself? Who exactly is Will Woodruff? Who exactly is Brock Maddox? Who exactly is Brex Caldwell? Let's kind of go with that order to start off, from Will to Brock, and then end it off with Brex as well.
All right. For those who don't know me, I would introduce myself as easygoing. I like to compete, have fun when I can, work out. Do things like spend all my free time baseball, playing games, stuff that's fun to me.
I'm a 2025 corner infielder from Benton, Arkansas, and I just come from competitive nature.
Yes, I'm Brex, a pitcher mainly, you know, like to throw. I like to hit too sometimes, but not against the kids we're facing this year. Like to play basketball, like to hunt and fish. That's about all I got.
Okay. All right, guys. So with this being the Arkansas Sticks podcast, let's dig into how each of you guys got connected with the Arkansas Sticks. So let's stick with the same order here for the first couple questions. Just take us through, you know, how you got connected with the Arkansas Sticks and Coach Brewster. Just kind of take us through that whole journey.
How I got connected was, I think, he talked to one of my high school coaches and got my contacts through there, and he just texted me, and we texted back and forth, and sent him my dad's number, and we went from there.
I was connected. I went to a Sticks tryout in Ashdown. I think I was like 12 years old, and I met Cedric Harris there, and I just stayed in touch with him throughout the whole process. And like, I think after 2 years, he texted me again and was like, "Hey, we want you to play for one of these teams," and I ended up playing for the 2025 national team last year. So it was my first year really being a Stick, but I kind of consider myself a Stick regardless.
Yeah, so I played for the USA Prime there and had really good summers with them. And Brewster got a hold of me, and for about 2 years was finally decided to play with him. The great guy, and I love him.
All right. So with you guys, you know, getting that experience to, you know, playing underneath Coach Brewster, playing underneath some of his other coaches, you know, what are those relationships you have with Coach Brewster and maybe some of those other coaches on the Arkansas Sticks coaching staff?
I don't know. I skipped that one.
All right. Brock, you want to go ahead?
I would say I have a good relationship with Coach Brewster. I feel like he's someone I could go to like ask about a coach or like ask about a school or something like that. And then and my coach last year, Coach Rickworth, he coaches at a high school in Texas, and he did a good job at like keeping everything fun, and I feel like he was doing a really good job.
Yeah, so I played with him last year a bunch, and he was always there. We got to know each other really well, and we text all the time and stuff, and he's someone you go after the games with and go eat and have fun with. He's a great dude.
Okay. So getting the chance to be in this Arkansas Sticks program, you know, with you guys being insiders, you know, what do you think has led to the success of the Arkansas Sticks? And then Brex, just one additional question here for you. You said USA Prime. Kind of take us through maybe that comparison between that USA Prime program and the Arkansas Sticks. You know, both teams, you know, top tier, probably top 10 programs in the country. So Brex, that there's just, you know, additional question there for you. But we'll go ahead and keep going with Will.
All right, what was the question?
What do you think has led to the success of the Arkansas Sticks?
I think the success is having many great players that they have and as many teams as they do and how well they do in tournaments and that all the commits they have, the people that they get to sign with colleges, places like that.
I think that a lot of it has to do with, like, contacts. So they got a bunch of big names in their organization. They can contact out to basically anyone and get great players from like all around the country. I think that plays a big role in the success they have each summer.
Yeah, so going off what Brock said too, I agree. Just getting all the really good players and him getting on publicity and getting on social media really big and it, getting kids famous like that, I think that's helped him out a whole lot. People want to come play for him.
All right, so, you know, where you guys are at in your guys' baseball career so far, you know, just looking back into it, you know, whether that's playing for the Sticks, playing travel baseball in general, playing high school ball, you know, if you could pick just maybe two to three just favorite memories that come to mind when you think of baseball, you know, what would a couple of those memories be?
A couple of my favorite memories would be in probably my freshman year, round three, we played Harmony. I came up with bases loaded, the game was tied, and I ended up hitting a walk-off against it. That was one of my favorite ones. Or in round four, we played Grandview, and I had a diving catch after that. Or just any of those playoffs that we had were all great games for us.
I wouldn't say I can pick out, like, three things in specific, but I would just say my favorite thing about, like, baseball and, like, playing for all these teams and all this stuff is just knowing new people and getting connections and, like, building friendships and all that.
Yeah, so my favorite's probably winning WWBA back-to-back with USA Prime. And then that was on travel. And then in high school, it'd probably be winning state my sophomore year.
All right, so we looked into the past. Let's look into the future. You know, what are you guys looking forward to most for this 2023 summer? You know, obviously high school season's important, but going and playing for the Arkansas Sticks this upcoming summer, you know, just what are you guys looking forward to most for this summer with the Sticks?
What I'm looking for most is probably the recognition for all the college coaches or scouts out there or just getting to play and have fun out there, the game that I love.
Yeah, I'm just looking forward to being able to go out there with the guys that I love and, like, this play the sport that I love in front of, like, college coaches and stuff like that. Try to get myself out there as much as I can.
Yeah, and same thing with Brock said, just building a relationship with all the guys, getting to know them better, trying to help them out and trying to learn from what they have to put in my toolbox so I can use.
All right. So let's go ahead. Let's transition a little bit to high school baseball. You know, all of you guys, you know, being a couple 24s in here, a 25 as well, you know, take us through these past high school seasons. And then, you know, beyond that, take us through what the outlook on this upcoming spring ball season. I'm assuming you guys have either played a couple games or have your guys' first games this upcoming week. So just take us through, you know, these previous high school seasons and then leading up to, you know, what you guys are expecting out of this 2023 spring as well.
My first couple of years in high school were really good. My freshman year, we went to round five. We got beat out by Gunner. We had a really great season. Then we lost a lot the next year. I ended up stepping up, though. We did good, but we lost in the first round. We pulled a one game. But this year, hopefully, I'm thinking we're going to be a lot better. I think we'll be good this year, and I'm hoping to have a good spring season.
Last year at Benton, we had pretty good season, I would say. We lost out in the quarterfinals to Marion, and I think I contributed pretty well as a freshman. Took advantage of some opportunities, and for this season, I think we're looking pretty good. We got a bunch of like 8 of the 9 starting guys in our lineup are seniors, so we got a really old team, and it should just be fun to compete and just take advantage of opportunities that I do get.
Yeah, so my freshman year we made it to state, and then we got runner up, and then we won state last year, and this year I moved to a different school, and we haven't gone to state in a really long time at this new school, so hopefully we can make it to state in this new school, and travel, go out and win the WWBA.
Okay. All right. So looking into, you know, just what that competition level kind of looks like where you guys are at in your guys' given regions, what does that competition level look like, you know, in the spring? Maybe some, you know, Power 5 team that you guys are facing, or maybe teams that you guys have circled on that calendar. You know, what does that competition level look like? And I guess maybe some people that you're looking forward to play in this upcoming spring.
For us, probably the team to beat in our district right now is probably Hooks. They're looking really good. They've got all their dudes back, and that's always a big game for us. We're probably looking forward to playing them.
There's like every team in our like conference kind of has everyone's got that big arm. So like this week we play Texarkana, and like Ty Wade, he'll be throwing for them in our first conference game. So we got a lot of pitchers in our conference that are like going to be ready to compete. So it should be good.
Yeah, so we have some really, really good teams, you know, where I'm from, and I think we got a really good shot to make state. I think we can go make it. And it's gonna be good this summer facing all these really good guys that's about to go to college. Seeing how we can handle against them guys.
All right, so looking into the entirety of this 2023 baseball season, spring ball, playing baseball, you know, for the Arkansas Sticks. Let's split this up into two separate questions. You know, so for the 2023 spring, your personal goals and your team goals, and then the same as well for the Arkansas Sticks this upcoming summer. You know, take us through your personal goals and your team goals as well for that. I know that's a loaded question. I guess kind of four questions in one, but kind of take us through, you know, your personal goals, your team goals for both the spring and this upcoming summer.
All my goals are probably going to be the same. It's probably just going to be to hit as good as I can, get on base when I can, pitch as good as I can, throw strikes, a lot of guys out, and then build bonds with my teammates, be a good teammate, play good.
Yeah, I definitely am looking forward to, like, just going to try to hit good. I got to as a corner infielder, you know, that's what I'm known as a hitter. So just try to hit and get myself out there, get these college coaches to see me.
Yeah, so personal goal, just always as a pitcher, just throw harder, you know, get better command. Team goal, just like I said earlier, just make it to state. And then as a personal goal this summer for the Dicks, I'd like to PG All-American or do something like that, you know, do something good.
Yeah. All right, guys, so let's go ahead. Let's flip this order around. Let's go back in order. Brex, Brock, to Will. Let's go ahead. Let's dig into you guys actually on the field play. So for Brex, for Will, dig into your pitching repertoire here. Just take us through that a little bit. Maybe your best pitch, maybe your worst pitch, and then also your hitting approach. So like, you know, you're walking up to that batter's box, you know, what are you looking for? Like, what's going through your mind? What are you trying to do with each at bat? Brock, just dig through. Since you are, you know, a first baseman, third baseman, not really a pitcher, just take us through that hitting approach as well. So single question there for you, Brock, but then a double question there for Brex and Will.
Yeah. So pitching wise, you know, just command the strike zone a lot better. Get first pitch fastball. That way I can work with my slider and changeup. My favorite pitch would probably be my slider, because I like to go, you know, start with the fastball ahead, then slide, get my slider in there. When I'm hitting, it's usually just step in the box and swing as hard as I can, try to hit a bomb the first pitch. And once I get down 2-0 or, you know, 0-2, just shorten up my stride and try to put the ball in play.
When I'm walking up to the batter's box, I just like to think, like, first pitch fastball, do damage as early as I can. So, like, as Breck said, like, he likes to get ahead with the fastball. So, like, and most pitchers, I feel like to do that. So, it's good to just jump on that first pitch, and just my mental approach is just hit something as hard as I can. Like, just hit it hard, wherever it goes.
For me, when I'm pitching, my approach is usually just like the other dude said, I like to pound the fastball if I can. If not, if it's a better hitter, I usually go backwards, flip my curveball or something first, get them off balance. Usually like to pound the zone. Then when I'm hitting, I usually like to look for a fastball early, something I can drive, look for it to be middle halfway, drive it up the middle or right side of the field.
All right, so I got one individual pitching question for both Brex and Will. So, Brock, we'll skip out on here for one question, go back to you then. So when it comes to arm care, obviously, I mean, arm care continuously becomes, you know, more and more important within a pitcher's career. But for you guys, take us through arm care situation for the offseason. So you're doing your ramp up. And then question, you know, 1B here for this, you know, your arm care in season. So, you know, you go out, you have a start. What do those next couple days look like in between to your next start as well? Just take us through your arm care in season and off season as well.
Yeah, so like before I start, I don't even touch a baseball, you know, for like the first 45 minutes. I could like go do all my stretches, you know, band. I got my shoulder tube, do my plow stuff, and then I'll go into my throwing. And then like after games, I go run. Usually run like 2 poles for every inning I pitch, you know, get blood flow back in there. And then I go do bands and go do basically everything I'd done before I threw. And then the next day I play light catch and then just do the same bands again, and then I'll run again.
It's kind of the same with me. I keep my arm healthy. I do a lot of bands and a lot of heavy balls, a lot of stuff to keep my arm healthy. And after I pitch, you know, I usually run like that, or we go into the trainer and we do like the game ready on our arms, keep it cold, wear ice bath, or usually a lot of cups too, just to help it.
All right, guys, let's flip this order around one more time. Let's go from Brock to Brex to Will. So looking at your guys' game's entirety, if you guys were a scout watching your game, what would be that personal scouting report that you guys would write up on yourself? So this can be fielding, hitting, pitching, on the mound, and then maybe even interacting with some of your teammates. You know, what would that personal scouting report be if you had to write one up on yourself?
I would say smooth in the field with like good hands in the infield at first and third, good, like can pick at first, and then at the plate, like just big right-handed bat, does damage at the plate, and just is a good teammate overall, brings my guys up, and that's it.
All right, so Will, Brex must have cut out, so Will, you can go ahead.
All right, for me, I would say I pound the zone a lot. I don't walk many batters when I pitch. I throw a lot of strikes. I'm heavy on a lot of off-speed. I throw a lot of off-speed, get ahead early with the fastball when I can, work backwards. And then when I hit, I'm on-base guy. I get a lot of hits, just stay on base when I can, get the on-base percentage up, and always picking my teammates up, always with a good attitude.
All right, so, you know, obviously where you guys are at in your guys' baseball careers, you guys have had, you know, I'm sure, you know, a ton of influential people within your guys' careers. If you can maybe take us through, you know, 2 to 3 people who have been the most influential within your baseball career, you know, who would those people be and what would be the reasons for them being so influential?
I'm going to say probably start with my dad, obviously. Like, just been there my whole life. So he's coached me since I was like from like 4 years old to 12 years old. And he just taught me everything I knew, really, and just helped me become like who I am. And then second, I would say is Cedric Harris. He just like uplifting, great coach, knows what he's talking about, got a lot of connections, and he loves me to death. And I love him too. I love him and their family. And yeah.
Also, I would say for me too, would probably be my dad. He's done everything for me to help me get to the level that I'm at today. Anything I need, he'll go get it for baseball. He'll take me to my pitching lessons, my hitting lessons, anything. Always helping me up my game. And then also, probably now, will be my high school coach, Coach Hooten. He's a really great coach. He helps me with anything I need. He's the best coach I've had, probably.
All right. So, Brex, good to have you back. Got 2 questions here for you that you missed. So that personal scouting report that we were kind of talking about right as you cut out. And then I just asked your most influential people within your baseball career, you know, 2 to 3 people, who they are and maybe like the reasonings for them being so influential. So you can just go back to back on those 2 questions.
All right. First one, scouting report, probably just see how efficient I am with my strikes, you know, with my pitches. See how many pitches I have and how well I can hold myself. Like if I give up a bomb, if I don't get, like get mad and walk the next 4 guys or whatever. And then influential people, definitely my mom and dad for sure, just how much they like push me and travel and take me everywhere. So another one would probably be Brewster, because we talk all the time and he helps me with so many things. And it's good to – because I get to text all my coaches now at OSU, and it's great to get with them. So definitely them.
Okay. So let's go ahead. Let's go back to that order we were just at. Brock, Brex, 2, Will. So when it comes to development, just a couple questions here. Take us through this past offseason, you know, the past 3-4 months or so. You know, what were some things that you were putting some key emphasis on, you know, within your development? What were some of those key things that you were looking into?
One of the main things I was working on in my game is like speed. That's something I lack in right now a little bit as a corner infielder. You don't have to be like blazing, but like you need to be like sufficient. And I'm working towards that point. And then obviously just keeping my swing and everything, keeping it tight, just keeping everything right.
Yeah. So my main thing was I was really strong, but I didn't know how to like use it very well. So I had to go like deep in mechanics and like change my whole workouts to like different movements while pitching. So that was my main thing this winter, was to get more mobility, and I had to get a lot more flexible because I was so stiff. So that was my main things I was working on.
For me, my main thing would probably be like short would be feet work. Feet work is a big part for me. It just if you can get the feet work right, it just helps your glove, makes your glove look so much better. That's a big thing. And then pitching also would be staying on my front leg and staying behind my leg when I land on it. Make sure I really plant that front leg. It helps me throw a lot better. And then hitting, probably be just staying inside the baseball, just hitting it the other way.
All right. So as you guys continue into this development here, these, you know, these next couple of years, you guys head into your final high school seasons, go on to that next level. You know, what are some of those key things you're wanting to work on, you know, before you get to that next level, before, you know, you get to your guys' you know, senior years of high school?
I guess I would just say, like, just become the best at all aspects of my game. So, like, I like to envision it as, like, say I have 3 jars, like, one for the field, one for the plate, and one at like speed. So like right now I've got like the hitting tool filled up pretty high. Then I got the fielding like right under it, and then the speed's lacking a little bit. So I like to want to think like even all those out. So just like work to that point.
Yeah, so my biggest thing is always, you know, just throwing harder. Just trying to be the best player I can be. That way I can walk in as a freshman and you know, be like a Friday, Saturday starter, hopefully. that's the main thing I'm looking forward to. Just keep on gaining speed, getting better.
Okay. So as you guys are, you know, going into this development, you know, there's a lot of technology in today's game that, you know, helps, you know, look at spin rate, look at exit velo, look at, you know, all the blast motion, Rapsodo, TrackMan, all these different technologies. When you guys are looking at that, are you guys more of a, you know, old school, new school type of guy? Kind of take us through your guys' mindset on this technology and some of your experience with some of the game's best technology that's out there.
I think the technology is great. I think it's good for like instant feedback. And I think one way to improve is to like see what your numbers are at already. So it just gives you like a ground point, like where you're starting, I guess, or where you're at. So it gives you something to work off of.
Yeah. So same thing as Brock said, seeing everything you have, that way you see how your slider's working, you know, how I can improve my slider and stuff like that, and how I can get my fastball better. So I think it's great. I don't think I'd be where I'm at today if it wasn't for technology.
Same for me, probably. It's just a ground feedback. Like, the first time you do it, it'll give you a ground basis of where you're at. You can always build off of it and get better off of it. Let you know where you're at and you want to work to get better. It's your spin rate on your all your off speeds, how fast your fastball is, and your exit velo off the bat, all that.
All right. So, Will, let's go ahead. Let's flip this order around one last time. I got, you know, my rapid fire section. So just we'll keep it the same lineup from now on. Let's go back to that first one. Will, Brock, two Brex. All right. Question number one on this rapid fire. Baseball, Mount Rushmore. First episode I'm ever asking this. I was talking to a ball player today, and he was like, hey, ask me about my baseball Mount Rushmore. And I was like, you know what? That's a pretty damn good question to ask. So here, question number one on the rapid fire. Baseball, Mount Rushmore. Who would those people be?
I don't know. Here, come back to me.
How many people are on Mount Rushmore? I just was making sure. Four.
No, you're four? Like, the guy even said that today. He goes, Mount Rushmore's five, right? I was like, well, in reality, no. I mean, I think in North Dakota, wherever it's at, I think it's four. But, no, it's
all right. Four. So, yeah. Okay, so my four would probably be, I think, David Ortiz. Just, like, he was just one of the guys I really loved growing up. Ken Griffey Jr., for sure. Dansby Swanson. I just like how he plays. And then
you gotta put one pitcher. Who's the pitcher?
Yeah, I was trying to think of one. Probably Randy Johnson, probably.
There we go.
Just a big lefty. Yeah.
So I'm gonna copy one of his. I got Ken Griffey Jr. on there for sure. Just how pretty his swing is. I've always tried to replicate it. A pitcher, I gotta put Nolan Ryan up there. Like, you gotta do that. Another hitter. I'm going to go Barry Bonds just because how many bombs he hit. I just liked watching that. I think you just got to – I don't know. I'm going to say Bryce Harper just because I love the way he plays and how humble he is about it.
Okay. I'm a big Bryce Harper fan. Will, back to you. Did you figure out who your baseball Mount Rushmore is?
Yes, for me, I would probably say my number one would probably be Adrian Beltre. That was always my favorite player growing up. I liked him. I like really watching him when he got down on the one knee in Swan. That was my favorite part. Liked him. Jose Altuve was really good for me. I liked him. Jacob DeGrom, one of the best pitchers ever was, still playing. Last one, probably be Aaron Judge. Just what he did this last season. I really like his big bat, high swings. He's a great player.
All right. So, guys, digging into passions beyond the game of baseball. So when you're not playing ball, you know, what are some of those things you guys like doing? I know when we started off, some of you guys mentioned, you know, fishing, hunting, you know, maybe whatever happens to be. Just what are some of those passions you guys have beyond the game of baseball?
Beyond the game, I play MLB The Show, just a baseball game on my PS5. I play that all the time. I like to hang out with friends, go bowling, watch movies. Do stuff like that. We hunt. I mean, we fish. I haven't hunted much, but we do a lot of fishing.
I would say football is probably my number one passion outside of baseball. It's just like, I don't think there's anything more thrilling than a football game. And that, and then probably the complete opposite of that would be like fishing. Just like clears your head. It's just relaxing.
Yeah, so I like basketball. Basketball and hunting's the top two. So I'm a big basketball guy. And definitely hunting. I just like where I live. I just like, it's a 2-minute walk anywhere and I can just go hunt anywhere I want to. So.
All right. So digging into motivations here, you know, looking down, you know, deep down internally, you know, what is it that helps you guys get out of bed every morning, just continuously get better, continuously evolve? You know, what are some of those motivations that you guys have just to continuously get better, you know, as a ball player, but also as a person as well?
Mine would be my family and friends. They help me. Look forward to seeing them every day, hear what they have to say, and also playing baseball, another one too, just to try to get to the next level and keep bettering myself.
So I would say the main two, obviously, my mom and dad, like just make them proud. And then another one is CJ. I got to play with him 1 year, and he's just like a great example of what you should be. So like, it just helps me every morning when I wake up, just to be a good person, really.
Yeah, so my motivation, and honestly, is my biggest is, you know, just being committed to college, knowing that I got to work every day and get better every single day. And if I don't, then I won't get to see the field or get a play. So that's my biggest motivation.
All right. So, you know, let's say you guys keep using these motivations to continuously get better, continuously evolve. Like I said, as a ball player, as a person, perfect picture. 20 years down the road, you guys are what, upper 30s. Take us through what that perfect picture looks like 20 years down the road for all three of you guys.
For me, it would be playing MLB or something, playing if I could play that long. If I could get there, that would be the dream. That's everybody's dream. If not, I'd like to go live in a small town somewhere, just do what I love and fish, hang out with friends.
I want to go have a good 4 years at whatever college. And then after that, if I'm fortunate enough, go play in the pros. Obviously, that's what everyone wants to do. And then after that, I want to be a coach at some point, like at whatever level it may be. Just stay around the game of baseball as long as I can, really.
Yeah, so going into college, I always wanted to get a business degree and just have a couple businesses. And, you know, if I don't make it to league, that'll be my turnout if I don't.
All right, guys, so that is my final question here on the Why Play NRLs podcast. So I think, Brax, I believe you answered this question as well on the JKR podcast ended off. But dream NIL brand. You guys get to college here in a couple years. You guys get that opportunity to capitalize on your name, image, and likeness. What is that dream NIL brand for you to collaborate with, endorse, partner with, whatever happens to be? What is that dream brand?
For me, my dream brand would probably be either Nike or Adidas. That's probably my favorite two brands. I wear them all the time. And I think they make some really cool products, and that would be my favorite.
Yeah, I would probably say Nike as well. I know it's kind of like basic or whatever, but like when you look at Nike athletes, like they're all the goats at their sport. So like when you put Nike athletes up on a wall, like it's like all the greats, really.
I'm going to copy the same thing. I think Nike's the best just because how big they are and how much money they make throughout the years. It's crazy.
All right. Well, I mean, I got to say, I mean, those are common answers. You know, everyone always says Nike. I mean, the number one answer is actually Lululemon. Nike's a close second. But, you know, I guess you guys are a little bit boring there when it comes to dream NIL brand. We're not throwing out. I had today someone say Crumble Cookies. I don't know if you guys even know what that is. I always kind of like it when people, you know, bring up, you know, small town and not small town, but like, you know, smaller brands that are like on the come up. But, you know, Nike's all right. I mean, who doesn't want a Nike endorsement? But no, guys, that's the final question here on the Why Play NRLs podcast. you know, super appreciative of you guys coming on the show. I'm kind of digging into your careers here a little bit. Like I said, I know spring's, you know, rolling right around the corner. Some of you guys have already played. Some of you guys have your first games coming up. You know, best of luck when it comes to this spring, this summer, and even beyond as you guys head to that next level as well. Just best of luck the rest of your careers. And thanks for coming on the Why Player Anywhere Else podcast.
Yeah, thanks for having me.